Amen. Thank you, Father, for these words to our Lord, Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. For Steve's sake, Jesus is not really his name. You know, that is a Greek name. His name is Yahushua. We have a guest here who hasn't been here before, so we'll kind of explain a few things.
Okay, thank you.
Tonight, the sharing's going to be on, if you do not faint, you shall reap. You know, and we're going to realize in our lives, if you're going to walk as a true Christian, you're going to have adversity. And a great illustration is the Apostle Paul. And we live in a, you know, many times a dark world where the war is raging and we have a struggle. And so we have to, if we're not careful, we've seen a lot of people who began the struggle and then they just fainted. They gave in to the world. And so it's so much easier to succumb to, you know, the world's pressure. Instead of fighting them, you actually join them, or you sit on the sidelines. So we're looking at the Apostle Paul, which actually did not do that. And then we got to look at the hope. Why would I go through all this? It's because of the hope of living with Christ and Yahweh on the new earth. And we'll get a look at that, too. That's got to be our focal point. You know, why with Christ? Let's just go back into Hebrews 12. Why did he endure crucifixion?
The joy that was set before him.
Now, Hebrews 12:2. Looking away unto our faithfully princely leader.
Get the page.
Yeah, 232 in the New Testament. But looking away unto our faithfully princely leader and perfecter, Jesus or Yahushua, who in consideration of the joy lying before him endured a cross. That's it. Who in consideration of the joy lying before him endured the cross, shame despising, and on the right hand of the throne of Yahweh hath taken his seat. So that's what it's all about. So we're looking at the Apostle Paul doing the same thing. And a good example is 2 Corinthians 11 and 12. You know? 2 Corinthians 12, or 11, verse 1. We're reading quite a bit of this because it tells a story. It tells the struggle. You know, so you have to say it tells the struggle. Now, we, in our particular case, you know, in our family, we struggle. We endure the struggle because going against the norm, as Christ did, as the apostles did, they had to go against their church. So who killed Christ? The church.
Yeah.
The high priest. Mm-hmm. The Pharisees. The Sadducees. That was supposed to be his group. But on the contrary, we've got to realize many times the group is against us. I mean, it's against the word of Yahweh. And that's just been historically that way. But here we go. Verse 1, I could wish you would bear with me as to some little foolishness. Nay, do even bear with me. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of Yahweh. For I myself betrothed unto you one husband, to present a chaste virgin unto Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent completely deceived Eve in his craftiness, your mind should be corrupted from the singleness and the chasteness which are due unto the Christ. For if indeed he that cometh is, you know, so remember, he's writing to Corinthians, the Corinth. He went in there and taught them the word originally. Mm-hmm. And now they're falling away. You know, and we're going to see this. There's a false apostles, false prophets. And he's going to explain this. For if indeed he that cometh is proclaiming another Jesus, and we have that today, whom we have not proclaimed, or a different spirit you are receiving, which you have not received, that's today also, or a different glad message, which you have never welcomed, ye are well bearing. For I reckon not to have come a whit behind the exceeding overmuch apostles. And even if uncultured in my discourse, certainly not in my knowledge, but in every way have you made it manifest in all things unto you. For a sin did I commit, abasing myself that you might be exalted. In that free of charge, Yahweh's glad message I announced unto you. So he taught the gospel to them free. And they're using that against him. Other assemblies I despoiled, receiving supplies that I might minister unto you, and being present with you and having come short, I was not burdensome to anyone. For my deficiency, the brethren coming from Macedonia helped to make up. And everything without burden unto you, I kept myself and will keep. Truth of Christ is in me, that the boasting shall not be silent unto me in the region of Arcadia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. But what I am doing, I also will do, that I may cut off the occasion of them who are wishing an occasion, that wherein they are boasting themselves, they may be found even as also we. So there's competition for these people. For such as these are, what are they?
False
apostles, deceitful workers, transfiguring themselves as unto apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself does transfigure himself into a messenger of light.
Yeah.
So people look at the devil horns, and no. He's an angel of light.
Yeah.
That's the counterfeit. Everybody would see the devil with horns. Okay, you're not going to fool me at all. It's the angel of light that's shining, and that's who probably presented himself to Eve. And so here's a glowing messenger, and that's it. Transferring himself into a messenger of light. No great thing, therefore, if his ministers, his workers, also are transfigured in himself as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Again, I say, let no one deem me to be foolish, but otherwise at least as foolish give me welcome, that I also some little may boast myself. What am I saying? Not according to the Lord am I saying, but in foolishness is this my boastful confidence. Since many are boasting after the flesh, I also will boast. Okay, so he's going through the struggle for these people's minds and hearts. They say they're apostles, I'm apostle. They say they're ministers of Christ, I the more. They say this, I the more. And he's going to display this. For gladly do we bear with this foolishness, being yourselves discreet. For you bear with you, if anyone enslaved you, if anyone devoureth, if anyone taketh, if anyone lifteth himself up, if anyone on the faith does smite you by way of disparagement, am I speaking as though we have been weak? Whereas in whatsoever anyone beareth in foolishness I speak, I also. Hebrews are they? I also. Israelites are they? I also. Seed of Abraham are they? I also. Ministers of Christ are they? As one deranged I am talking, I above measure. Many people will call themselves prophets, and so you can look at apostle or prophet on the internet, and everybody calls, I mean, so many people call themselves prophet this and apostle this, and it's just all over the place. Here's the test. All right. Do people hate you? No. Then you're probably not an apostle or a prophet. It really comes down to it, because we're going to see what happened to this apostle. Right here.
23.
Yeah, 23. Minister of Christ are they? As one deranged, I am talking, I above measure. In toils, superabundantly. In prisons, superabundantly. In stripes, to excess. And death, oft. From Jews, 5 times, 40 save one have I received. That's 200 lashes on his back. Thrice have I been beaten with rods. Once have I been stoned. Thrice have I been shipwrecked. A day and a night in the deep have I spent. In journeys often, in perils of rivers, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own race, in perils from Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the desert, in perils by the sea. Yeah, I want to be an apostle. this is the prerequisite. No, I want the apostle where I get all the money. People just shower me money and praise me, and I get the high seat. That's the apostle I want to be. In toils and hardship, and watching often, and hunger and thirst, and fasting often, and cold and nakedness, apart from the things without, my daily care, my anxiety for all the assemblies. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who has caused to stumble? And I am not burning.
I understand.
No, we're going to stop there. Go to 12:1. Here is going to be his reward. Oh no, let's keep there. I'm sorry. 31 of 11. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ knoweth he who blessed unto the ages that I am not speaking falsely. Now, this is really simple. You know, when you're looking at apostles and prophets, how, you know, Christ was an apostle and a prophet. How was he treated?
He was killed. Murdered.
Yeah. Okay. By his own people. Mm-hmm. How was Paul done? Same way. So this is nothing new. This is it. And we're going to look at here. In Damascus, the governor under Arthas, the king, was guarding the city of Damascus to apprehend me. And through a window was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. They wanted to kill him there too. Wow, I mean, everybody wanted to kill him. If you read the book of Acts, you know, the conversion was to Acts and you're going to Damascus. And so he got converted, you know, Ananias came and laid his hands on him, and then he started speaking the word in Damascus. And after a while, what did they want to do?
Kill him.
Kill him. And he had to go, he left out of the basket. So he went down to Jerusalem, and he was talking to everybody there, and after a while, they would have wanted to kill him. So everybody's Paul went, they wanted to kill him. This guy was not, did not sugarcoat anything. But look at the fruit that starts coming. Yahweh and Christ know that this is horrendous, the thing that he's going through. Let's encourage him. He's going to get a glimpse of paradise.
Makes you think of President Trump right now.
Yeah. To be boasting is needful, is not indeed profitable. 12:1. Yet I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not or out of the body I know not, Yahweh knoweth, such as one as this caught away as far as the third heaven. Mm. So we're going to look at about the third heaven in Isaiah. That's our hope. That's our reward. That's why we do it. That's why we endure it. You know, I think of you as a boxer. You know, it's somebody to take tremendous pain for the goal. The goal is hold up your hand. You won.
Yeah.
You're looking at that. You know, that is the goal. Is it going to be tough? Yeah. Is it going to hurt? Yeah. It comes with the territory. That's all it is. But do you want that trophy? Do you want to wear that belt? Yes. Okay. Then it's all worth it. I was thinking of Foreman.
George Foreman.
Yeah, George Foreman. When he went back to it, he was all fat and everything else. And he was a Christian, which is very interesting because he says, you know, I used to hate. There was a good movement. I used to hate before I turned to Christ. And so I fought a person because I hated him. And now I did not. And so for him to do this stuff, and then after you're down, you're like, all right, good fight. And then you're and then you win the world championship or whatever. Great testimony. Four, how that he was caught away into paradise and heard unspeakable things, which is not allowed for a man to utter. On behalf of such a one as this will I boast. On behalf of myself will I not boast, save in my weakness. Although, in fact, if I should wish to boast, I shall not be foolish, for the truth would I speak. But I forbear, lest anyone unto me should reckon above what he beholdeth me to be or heareth from me, even by the exceeding greatness of the revelation. By him doing it, he got all his revelation, words from Yahweh to write the books. Wherefore, lest I should be unduly lifted up, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, that he might buffet me. Lest I should be unduly lifted up, in this behalf, thrice besought I the Lord that it might depart from me. And at once he said unto me, sufficient for thee is my favor, for my power and weakness is made complete. So he's got to realize that, wow, I don't have to be physically strong to overcome, because I've got the strength of the Creator inside me. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather boast in my weakness, that the power of Christ may spread a tent over me. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wherefore I take pleasure in weakness, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions, and straits, in behalf of Christ. For as soon as I am weak, then am I powerful. Now, this is the scenario with all of us. Are you willing to do this? And why are we doing it? We go to Isaiah 65. And that will be give you a page in the Old Testament.
What page?
Yeah, it would be actually, we're going to start at 17. 710, yeah. 710 in the Old Testament.
65.
Go all the way to the front of your book. You can go right around here. Start looking at 710. And we're going to see Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is full of the new earth. And most churches are never even taught of this. You know, we're always taught of heaven, heaven, heaven. And that's not what this book teaches about. It talks about the new earth, the new earth, the new earth. We are terrestrial beings. Adam and Eve were meant to rule the earth. And that's what we will do. Angels or celestial beings are in heaven. That's what they do. We're earthbound. This is what we do.
It's like Army and Navy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Air Force.
Yeah, that's right.
Air Force
and Army. Marine Corps,
man.
17. For behold me creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be mentioned, neither shall they come up on the heart. But joy you and exalt perpetually in what I'm about to create. So look at that. Exalt means to leap.
Exalt perpetually.
For behold me creating Jerusalem as an exaltation, and her people a joy. Therefore will I exalt in Jerusalem and joy my people, and there shall be heard in her no more the sound of weeping or the sound of a cry. That's what we're all going for.
Yeah.
There shall be thenceforth no more a suckling of a few days, or an elder who filleth not up his days. But a youth 100 years old may die. Yea, a sinner is 100 years old shall be accursed. Then shall they build houses and dwell them, and plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another dwell, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and the work of their own hands shall my chosen ones use to the full. They shall not labor in vain, nor have children for terror. For the seed of the blessed ones of Yahweh shall they be, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while yet they are speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed in unity, and the lion as an ox shall eat straw. But as for the serpent, dust shall be his food. They shall not harm, nor shall they destroy in all my holy mountains, saith Yahweh. And that is our hope. And so we have great pictures of the new earth, of building homes. A lot of times we have that image of heaven and people floating around in clouds with a harp or something like that. And everybody says, yeah, after about 100 years, I think I'm going to get really bored. I just don't quite get that. And we're going to be living on the new earth with Christ and Yahweh being here. At one particular time, let's finish off in Revelation 21, the back of the book. Mm-hmm. And instead of being the end, it's the beginning. Revelation 21, 1.
Mm-hmm. 265.
265.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and the sea is no more. And the holy city, New Jerusalem, saw it coming down out of heaven from God, or Yahweh, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, lo, the tent of Yahweh is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, which means to dwell. And they shall be his people, and he shall be God with them. And he will wipe every tear out of their eyes, and death shall be no more, and grief and outcry and pain shall be no more. The first things have passed away. And he that was sitting upon the throne said, lo, I make all things new. And so we'll kind of end there. But that is our hope of why we endure things, these rough work. So any contribution obviously helps. So we'll go ahead and end there, and I'll give a prophecy for the people for a later date. Well, Father, we thank you for these words through our Lord and Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. Be at peace, and in peace I dwell. Do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious of itself. Sufficient of the day is the evil thereof. So do not be anxious for tomorrow, but not walk in my will, as I will guide you, because you have Holy Ruach inside you, that Holy Spirit that will speak and guide your footsteps in the peaceful manner and never in an anxious manner. So be fellowship with me, and I will direct you as I directed my son his whole life. Amen. See you next week. Amen.